cause of that is, of course, Bert.
Yeah. Coming into the world entails that at some point we're going to be going out of it. And, you know, maybe something a bit counterintuitive, because we might tend to regard death and birth as opposites. But what they have in common is, you know, the idea of separation.
Okay.
We die because we perceive ourselves as being separate from everything else. You know, if something's a thing, that it comes to an end. And also, similarly, for something to get born, you know, that process of it being seen as a separate thing starts.
So these two are very much about, I suppose, separation then, or individualization of some description, I suppose, or seeing yourself from a dualistic point of view rather than a non-dualistic point of view.
Yeah.
The traditional image of this is someone giving birth. In our version of it, wanted to stick to that as well, but again, putting it into the desert kind of setting that seemed fitting for the whole thing. And we have the child, almost the cosmic child, I suppose, being still connected, though, through the umbilical cord. And then on either side, we have the mountains. Which, in a way, what I was trying to do, without trying to make it too...
Freudian.
Yeah, too Freudian, is that you're seeing it in some way from the mother's point of view, giving birth, and that, you know, the mountains are the legs. But again, I didn't want it to be, you know, because that very, you could very easily just get that's a bit silly. Yeah, that looks a bit stupid. Yeah. So trying to keep it away from that. And I think we succeeded in that. In that it has the elements that's there that you could see it, but it's not so obvious that you go, oh, well, that's a bit on the nose.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, like you said, the traditional image is literally a woman giving birth. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, the other consideration we've got here, of course, is Gamescrafter, isn't it? You know, they have certain limits on what we can depict, and decomposing corpses and women in labour.
I know myself from the 40 Servants, the fact that there's nipples, how dare I, has excluded me from an awful lot of things that happen in Gamecrafter. And I understand it, you know, because nipples are obviously the devil's work.
So one way into the birth card is maybe thinking about its relationship to suffering. So in terms of death, you know, we're looking forward to something that's disturbing. Birth is about the beginning of that process, you know, it's about becoming separate, you know, and then we become vulnerable because we're separate.
Yeah.
It's about things getting initiated, falling into circumstances that are beyond our control.
From a divinatory point of view, would it be like saying that the actual thing is manifested, like not no longer a conception, it's no longer an idea, it's no longer a plan, it's no longer a process, it's a thing that's happened in that kind of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about something that, as you say, is manifested, but that comes with consequences.
Yeah.
You know, and
by being born, you are going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, everything has consequences. You know, that's really what this card is bringing home. Something started, and now, you know, we've got to take into account what the consequences of that are going to be. So there's something about responsibility here as well, I think, in this cup.
In my looking into Nidana stuff, there is this idea that some Buddhist teachers suggest that there's three sections to the Nidanas, which is the previous, the manifestation, and then the next life, and that these two are the causes that lead into the next life. Some people just go, no. Lee Brassington, for instance, he said that the chances of that being the Buddha's actual teaching is zero.
Yeah. I think this is a thing with Western Buddhism in particular. You know, there are a lot of contemporary teachers these days who really don't like the idea of reincarnation. Lee Brassington is one of them. He is quite outspoken on that. As is Stephen Batchelor as well.
The Buddha himself, when he's talking about reincarnation, rather than answering yes or no, he just says, don't worry about it. Everything is true in where you are right now. If reincarnation exists, this is it now. This is happening, so this is still what you have.
Yeah.
So the reverse, the near enemies of Bert would be...
anything that resists birth, trying to control things too much, you know, being very controlling rather than allowing things to happen.
Okay.
And also it can be about, you know, like the death card upside down, you know, denial of death.
I suppose, as you were saying, an avoidance of responsibility, that not taking the responsibility.
Yeah. It can also mean as well things like presumption and arrogance.
Okay.
along that line. You know, if the consequences of something coming to existence are not taken into account, you know, then it can be kind of like carelessness, the kind of, you know, whatever happens, happens, and it doesn't matter. You know, sort of kind of nihilism as well.
So would a good example of this be, like, say, someone who takes over a work project and makes it all about them rather than about what is meant to actually be done to the detriment of the project? That kind of, you know, putting their mark in it, taking control, you know, being presumptuous about what's needed and all that, but ultimately, I suppose, destroying it because it's not allowing it to be what it actually is.
Yeah, I mean, there's a sort of turn of phrase, isn't there? You know, throttled at birth.
Exactly.
And that can be one of the reversed meanings of this card, you know, not allowing something to take its proper course and intervening too much.
So, in order to be born, something has to happen before that, which is, in this case, it's becoming.